thing.
Dave, quick question from Brianna, who says, how are gases separated for bottling?
So this is how you separate oxygen from nitrogen in the air or get other gases like helium. The way it's done commercially mostly is by cooling air down, and all the different gases in air have different points in which they condense. So carbon dioxide will come out first, then oxygen, then nitrogen, and you eventually get left off with argon. So you just slowly cool it down at different temperatures. You take out different the different liquid gases, and then you take them out again. Helium, though, isn't none in the atmosphere. You can only find it in the top of oil wells. It's created by radioactive decay.
Thank you very much, Dave, for a very succinct answer. Well, that's it for this week. We've run out of time, so it remains me to say thank you very much to our production team, Ben Vowsler, Marissa Tillingham, Tom Simpkins, to Dr. Dave and Dr. Helen. We're back next week looking at what's in the air and whether it's safe for us to breathe. So join us for an atmospheric and ambient Naked Scientist next week.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.